7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, which means, of course, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. What is going on over there? I hear loud noise. Loud machinery noise. I guess we'll find out in a minute. So where are we? What's happening? Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm kind of messed up, but you know, I'm shaking it off. And I've decided to come down to the creek today. Because we haven't been down to the creek in, I don't know, like a week. Thanks to the weather. And so we've got a non-raining day today. It is clear. What's the temperature right now? It's about 22 degrees, but it's creeping up. It is sunny. But I thought, you know, maybe we can get 10, 15 minutes outdoors. Where should we go? We should go down to the creek because we haven't been down there for a while. So that's what we're doing. I'm just sort of walking along the lawn here at the edge of the creek, looking into the trees, trying to find owls. But I think our owls have left. You know, last couple times we've been down here, didn't spot any owls. So let's get under the old canopy here, push aside some branches. And yeah, okay, we've got a damp path, but it's not like slick and muddy. And as I work my way in here, I'm gonna look down into the ravine here. Anything? Anybody? Anybody hanging around? Tobe, look up into the trees. Look for our owl friends. Well, wait, what was that? Did I just hear a hoot hoot, or was that a dog barking 3 kilometers away? I can't tell. But there is some kind of machine on the golf course. Mowing and or grinding. We got some golfers as well. There's a kid about to... Okay, there's a kid on his second shot. He only... Well, actually he's doing better than his dad, but... Whatever. Okay, I'm going to start making my way down this treacherous slope. Yeah, the soil is soft, but... not slippery yet. Knock on wood. Tobe knocks on this hickory tree. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Hold on. Yeah, web face. Haven't had web face in a couple days. Okay, so here we are. Down the creek once again. First thing I need to do is walk over here and see if there's any interesting golf balls in the water. Or anywhere else for that matter. Okay, I can see one or two white golf balls, maybe three. Doesn't look promising at all. Oh, wait. Now it does kind of look promising. Guess what I see? I see a bicolor. Bicolor! We have found the bicolor, but that bicolor is going to require a stick. This ball is in the water, And we're going to need a stick of moderate length. This one's not going to do it. How about this stick over here? This stick is too large. Too large in diameter. Don't panic, Tobe. We got plenty of time. Take your time. Look for a good stick. Ooh. Is this the good stick that I'm looking for? Oh. Well. Huh. At first glance, this seems to be the stick that I'm looking for. So we're going to take this stick and we're going to go down into the creek bed itself through a couple more freaking webs. Damn it. Plus spider webs down here. Oh, and I found some Mati tracks in the mud. Mati's running around. Yay. Okay, where's this beak? Here he is. Jeez, ew, is this stick? Oh, the stick is just barely long enough. It's just the exact right length. It's a yellow and orange beakalore. These are made by Srixon. And as soon as I get it out of the water, I'll tell you what number it is. Okay. I can now reach it. And we're going to wash it off. Oh, yeah. And it is a Srixon number 4. Orange and yellow. Bicolored ball. Beakalore. Yes, the hemispheres are different colors. Well, I'm glad I came down here today. We got ourselves a beak. Not that we need any. You know, I've got plenty. Ooh, there's lots of bugs around here today, too. White golf ball, uninteresting. Uninteresting, uninteresting. I'm checking the deep water here. And when I say deep water, I do mean, ooh, wow, it's very deep today. It's like 33 centimeters deep. There's something upstream. There's something upstream too. There's a white ball in here, but I'm not interested because suddenly I'm interested in whatever this is upstream. It looks like there's an orange ball upstream. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can you be excited for an orange ball? You've got more of those than anything else. And you don't need to pick them up anymore. Yeah, that's true, but this could be another beak. It could be orange on one side and yellow on the other side. So let's get up there and see what's up. We don't need the stick anymore, do we? No. I'm going to put the stick back up on the bank. And I don't think that's an orange ball. I think that's a pink ball. The sun was hitting it funny. And now that I'm... wait, which way do I want to go here? Ooh, here's raccoon tracks. Big raccoon tracks. There was a chub snood down here. Okay. Hey, is that a green golf ball up on the bank? Or is that just... or is that just a leaf? There's sunlight hitting leaves and it looks like green golf balls. Okay. Yep, we got a pink. Let me get up here. Oh, wow, there's just animal tracks everywhere. Okay. And what do we got? Oh, and the color's messed up. Cool. Let's wash it off. This has been exposed to the elements for a little bit too long. Because this is otherwise a nice golf ball, but it's toast. It's a Max Fly. It's a Max Fly number 3. It's pink. And you know, the Max Flies are really awesome colors, right? But this one has been in the sun. And so there's a faded spot. Still kind of cool, though. It's going to require more washing. This ball has been out in the elements for too long. Okay. What do I need to do exactly? I need to turn around. I'm in the soft mud. There's a white golf ball right here that I didn't notice the first time I walked by it. And what is it? It's a Srixon. Didn't know Srixon made white golf balls. All right. Should we go up on the far bank? Are there golf balls up there that I just can't see? I don't know. Maybe we should check it out. All right. I'm kind of trying to hop on the various mud flats and sandbars to get back downstream here a little bit. Now this looks kind of slick. Do I want to risk this, or do I want to go downstream? Should we go downstream? Is it going to be muddy and weird? I don't know. We'll check in a minute, because I'm going to try to go up here. Yep, no problem. Managed to get up onto the opposite bank. And I'm looking for golf balls. I'm looking for candy-colored golf balls. I want them. They're so yummy to me. They look like delicious candy. But now I do not see any golf balls up here. There's no golf balls up here. There's no damn golf balls up here. I think they all just disappeared. Where the hell are all my golf balls? I've been away for a week. There should be tons of golf balls. There's some white ones. There's a Mati Den under some sticks. And yeah. No golf balls up here today. Well, other than some boring white ones. Oy. Okay. Where are we at? What are we doing? Plan B, right? Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Oh, here's a white golf ball, and it's nothing interesting. So I'm just going to walk on by. Oh, okay. All right, well, at least we found some interesting stuff. Maxfly pink, but faded. Significant because, remember, these are the ones with the white lettering. And such beautiful colors. A beautiful shade of pink. But faded. And, of course, the orange and yellow Bicolor. Of which I have so many, I do not actually need to have this one in my pocket or save it. But I've stepped in soft mud. Oop. I started collecting these beaks because I figured I'd give them away. Hey, you want an orange and yellow golf ball? Here's a set of four. You're welcome. Okay, I've made my way back to... Oh, we should probably get out of here. I'm back on the original bank. And I'm just going to head upstream here. For a second. Duck web. And wait, why am I coming up here? Oh yeah, I wanted to look for mushrooms or something and owls. I'm looking up. I don't see any owls. I don't hear any owls. I don't hear any birds freaking out because there are owls. Okay. I gotta turn around. Gotta start thinking about leaving. But I kinda wanna look downstream. I wanna get into a strategic spot and just to make sure there's no golf balls laying there in that weird spot. You know, that weird spot where we found the buttermint ice ball. The crystal buttermint ice. That world famous golf ball. Ow, golf ball. There could be another one laying there right now. And that's why we need to go look. Oh, here's a ball. It's a white ball. I'm picking it up. It's a Titleist number 2. And the only reason I'm picking this up, wow, I don't believe it, is because it's a logo ball. It's muddy. But I need to have it, because what's the logo on it? This isn't going to make any sense to anybody other than the emeritus, who's going to laugh if he's listening. The logo on this ball? Union Pacific. And boy, oh boy, do I have stories about trying to get Union Pacific logo balls. This goes back to when I was a wee little lad. And my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, was a golfer. Okay, I'm down into our strategic spot here. Yeah, water level's too high, rocks look too muddy. I don't see any golf balls right here. So I'm turning around. Yeah, so as you know, I am located in Omaha, Nebraska, an extremely important town for the Union Pacific, at least at one time. I still think it's, we still have UP stuff here, right? And we have the Union Pacific Museum here. Well, we used to. It's now over in Council Bluffs. But yeah, I remember one time, ooh, here's a mushroom. Is it coming out of this log? Yes. Hello, sticky mushroom McFriends. Yeah, well, there's this one time my grandfather was in town. We were at the Union Pacific Museum downtown when it was still here in Omaha. And I don't know how it happened or what, but somehow somebody knew. Did my grandfather know that there was a store or something? But then we were told, no, the store's for employees only. But somehow my grandfather managed to get us in there, and he bought a whole ton of stuff. Union Pacific hats, and I think he bought one hat for every grandkid. He bought a bunch of golf balls and some other stuff. And it was really... I don't even think I can explain it. Did somebody just say Nyampasu? What in the hell is going? Wait, what's happening? What's happening? Oh my god!
Brenda?
Look at that. Should I fund this? Do we need funding?
Fund it.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Present! Astronomic Kit!
Oh, cool. Astronomical Cat is here today.
Well done. Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear!
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
Damn it. What? Oh, my God! Ah! Ah, look out! Holy shit! Get the gun!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Oh, snap! I'm that stupid Ted. Always getting killed by Ghost Bear. What'd you expect? What'd you think was gonna happen? I don't know. So here we are, back at Action Base 5. And I've got a little cup full of... What is in here? Oh, my goodness. Mmm. A bitter cherry cola. Oh, it's so delicious. What am I going to eat today? I don't even know. All right, so... I put the golf balls in the sink. Gotta get those all cleaned off. And I'm starting to regret going outside. It was a little hot. I don't know. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter at all. So what are we going to do now? Well, I would sure like to get out my dice cup and start rolling some dice and stuff, but the cat is sitting right over there and we can't get the dice out, otherwise the cat will run off with them. Yeah. So what are we going to do for the rest of the show? I have no idea. I really don't. We could talk about keeping golf balls clean. Washing golf balls is always a pretty popular topic here on the Dubious Goals Committee, as he looks at the clock and realizes he still has to kill 5.5 minutes. Oh my God, kill me. Oh, we only have to do it every day. I feel terrible. I feel like I'm the worst chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee ever. But Tobe, could there be any others? No. There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yum, pasa!
Yeah, okay. So if the subtext there was a little bit too subtle for you, that was the Beeflander. There can be only one. Isn't that right, Pippa? Yeah, I've got a cat loaf. I've got a cat loaf sitting right here. And she's thinking, hey, let's go pour some more water in the bowl so I can drink some more kitty water. Yeah, we're not doing that, because I've already done that 4 times. Yeah, I gotta water my cat, the thirstiest cat on the planet.
There's nothing I can do about it except just keep pouring the water. So anyway, yeah, that's about all I got for you today. Unless, of course, you want to hear some cool beans.
Cool beans?
Yeah, no.
Cool beans.
Nobody wants the cool beans anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it. What I gotta do is I gotta do some laundry. Yeah, pretty excited about it. And while I'm doing my laundry, I don't know, I gotta stretch or do something. This thing with my foot is still a little bit weird, and it seems like it's going away, but every time it seems like it's going away, then it comes back. And yeah, I'm afraid that this is my back thing starting up again. Not excited about it, but I'm kind of thinking maybe it's not, because, you know, this doesn't actually bother me when I'm walking around or when I'm standing up. It only bothers me when I'm not doing anything, when I'm sitting down. When I'm sitting down here doing dubious goals committee stuff. Boy. I got other projects to work on. How much time do we have left? Oh my god, we still got a minute and a half to go. I've got stuff I need to work on. I had this idea last night. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because it's an idea for some future upcoming dubious goals committee shenanigans. But I kind of want to get started working on this. Actually, I need to see if this will fly first. I need to assemble a bunch of crap and get some ideas together and see if this is actually a viable thing. And so that's my big project. And I sort of have to wait till the cat goes to sleep so I can do it for her at an afternoon nap, because I got to get out a bunch of dice because this is game related. And like I said, you'll hear all about this on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me, Nyampasu.
Nyampasu!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Attention all agents, message incoming.